So clearly not good enough pizza in the Capitol Hill last night. This Speaker John Boehner invited many people from the Republican Party, many of his colleagues, for a slice and some smooth talk, and it did not work. No vote on the plan to deal with the debt. So today, here we are, exactly in the same place where we have been many days before.
Was it the pizza?
I don't know. It could. I'm just positing. Perhaps it was, because there's a wide variety, a wide divergence in quality of pizza that you can get that late at night. But with us this morning, Louise Story, and she's a Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. And what's happening, Louise, as we get further into this, is people are hearing a lot of facts and numbers coming out of their radios and their newspapers and their TV. And I think people, including myself, it's tough to sift through what is true and not true. So this is our fact check session with Louise Story, okay? The first thing that a lot of people are talking about and wondering about is the White House has said very clearly that as of August 2nd, we won't be able to pay our bills. And then there are others who say that's just not true. What is that true or not?
So one of the problems with these facts is a lot of these facts are about what will happen next week, and no one knows what will happen next week, right? This is completely unprecedented. But I'll do my best nonetheless to give you the factual answers. The answer is the White House has said August 2nd, but there are many analysts out there who have looked at the expected cash flows in and the cash flows out and say the date might be more like August 4th to August 9th. It is clear it is coming. And it's not necessarily that the Obama administration, you know, purposely gave a wrong date. It's just they estimated that back in May, and the amount of money that's going to come in every day and go out, you can't predict exactly.
So nobody knows really what the date is.
But it is coming much more quickly. And there is an agreement, you know, among analysts who look at the cash flows that it's sometime in the next week and a half or so.
Okay. And I mean, another question that a lot of people have is that it is about their pensions and what happens to your pension. Many of these pensions that come from the state or come from nonprofits like a university, they hold a lot of AAA rated U.S. bonds. Are those pensions then going to have to sell those?
So you're right that there are a lot of pensions that have these rules that say you can only hold AAA rated things. And when those are downgraded, they often have to sell. And we saw that in the financial crisis with all those AAA rated mortgage securities that turned out to be horrible. So people sold, and it can cause a panic, all this forced selling. But it was interesting. I learned over the last few weeks when looking at some of the rules on pension funds and mutual funds that many of them actually say must be AAA rated or a U.S. government security. That is how lofty we hold these treasuries, is that in many cases they're exempt. So they may not have to sell even if it becomes, say, AA.
And we're speaking with Louise Story, of course, a Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. And if you have a question that you want to get answered, 8778-MY-TAKE. Louise, you actually have been doing a frequently asked question answer session for the New York Times, and you've gotten a lot of questions from some of your readers.
There are a lot of interesting ones, and I welcome more. Some of the ones that a lot of different people have asked, a popular one is, if there's a government shutdown, will the president and Congress get paid?
Right, yeah.
People
yeah,
really want to know. So I went and looked that up, and it does turn out that in shutdown furloughs, elected officials are exempt. So the president, the executive office is exempt, as well as presidential appointees. So they, under the traditional rules, will get paid.
Okay. And were there other common questions?
There were other ones that people suggested a lot of things. Well, can't you just cut all the amount we pay to defense contractors? Won't that solve the problem? Or could you just cut foreign aid? So I looked up some of those figures.
Like if there's one single category.
Right. They were
foreign
looking
aid
for,
is tiny. People think it's huge.
It's about $40
billion. Yeah.
And that doesn't, you know, just for the month of August, it's $40 billion for a whole year. And just for the month of August, our deficit is like $160 billion.
Yeah.
So there wasn't a single one answer. And then one other question I got from a lot of people that I thought was really interesting is they wanted to know, well, how could I profit on this? They wanted to know if there's a U.S. default, is there something I could do to, you know, to profit? And, you know, the truth is there are investment vehicles that will profit, like derivatives that bet against U.S. treasuries. But ordinary investors cannot buy those.
Yeah.
You know, ordinary investors really don't get to benefit on market chaos like some professional investors and hedge funds can. So I had to tell them, no, you can't really buy a credit default swap.
And again, if you have a question, you can give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE. To that end, there was this list in Daily Finance where they listed the 10 things you should invest in if we default. I'm not going to list all 10 of them. But there were some interesting ones like Swiss francs, Canadian funds and Singapore funds. None of that are those aren't American.
No, you know, the Swiss franc has been soaring.
They're not European either.
Well, people might not realize Switzerland's not in the Eurozone.
Yeah, exactly. Euro, yeah.
So it's not dragged down by any responsibility to Greece or Spain. And, you know, it just in the last few hours, Moody's came out and said they may downgrade Spain. So a lot of people are concerned about the euro, just like the U.S. Treasury. That's going up. And then when you look at countries like Canada, they just have a lot cleaner balance sheet than the United States. So does Mexico. So does China. And so that's one of the places people are looking for a safe haven, especially amidst concerns that the U.S. dollar could go down a lot if we have a default.
I mean, the only sort of no-brainer play for basic investors is gold, right?
But, you know, John, I got to tell you, I don't know that I would go stick all my money in gold because it's up a lot. And right now it's still going up. And if they do raise the debt limit,
it'll drop.
It may. Yeah. It may, because a lot of the rise this week is tied to that.
And, of course, you don't want to put all your money in aid.
No, right? No.
What about AAA corporate bonds? I mean, are those still safe?
Well, you know what's interesting is there's very few. Very few AAA. I mean, there's like a handful of companies, literally, that have them.
Northwestern Mutual Life, I think, is one.
It's very few. Microsoft. Right. And there's only a few. It's kind of becoming an extinct species. And, of course, if the U.S. is downgraded, we'll have lots of states.
Yeah.
So you may just start looking for double A's because AAA is going out. It's going to be a dinosaur.
We're speaking with Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner in the New York Times. Give us your questions at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Louise, what is your question? I mean, what is the big question still lingering in your mind?
I would say one of the biggest questions lingering in my mind is what happens to Social Security payments? Because, you know, a lot of people have pointed to there's a clause in the 14th Amendment that says the United States has to pay its debts. And that's known to cover payments on government bonds like treasuries. But what's unclear is whether Social Security is considered a debt like that.
Entitlement obligation.
Right. And you know, the Treasury Department is expected to come out and say at the end of today, Tim Geithner is planning to say that we will pay our bondholders. But a lot of Americans want to know, does he feel like they definitely also have to pay Social Security?
That would raise the question whether any payroll was a debt.
Well, who's higher on the food chain?
Who's
higher? Bondholders or Social Security recipients?
You might start finding out next week.
It's a big existential question.
That's a great question. Give us your questions if you have them at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner in the New York Times. Thanks again.
Thank you.